Thank you, Pastor Prof. Amen. You know, sometimes I wonder where these pastors get all these adjectives. Sometimes I want to record. I hope I remember, because those words drive us on. But I pass the words to you. You'll be dynamic in Jesus' name. Diligent, and the power of the Lord will work in your life, even tonight, in Jesus' name. And it came to pass. And for you tonight, it will come to pass. It will happen. Because the power of the Lord is present here to heal you. Say amen.
Amen.
To deliver you.
Amen.
And to save you.
Amen.
All the problems you brought tonight, you'll drop it here before you go. Then you'll go back home free. It will come to pass. Father, we thank you and believe in you. You are the great God. You are the one that brings a turning point in every life. And I pray for every brother, every sister, every man, every woman, everyone attending tonight here and everywhere, that your power will reach out to every life and make a turning point real in every life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name, we pray. I love your amen. Your amen today is much better than all the time we have been here. God bless you. You can sit down. We're looking at 1 Samuel chapter 10. I'm reading verse 6 and verse 9. It's something you need to underline, because God is always at work. He makes a turning point to come in every life. And congrats, you are here tonight. Turning point in your life. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee.
Amen.
Don't lose your amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned. Look at that. Turned, underline that, turned into another man. In his own strength, he couldn't be turned to be another man. The man we're talking about was tall, was hefty, was great, and he was heads above all the children of Israel. Yet, in his natural strength, yet, in his natural power, he couldn't turn around. But it says, as the Spirit of God, the Spirit of power, and the Spirit of holiness, and the Spirit of miracle working manifestation, and that Spirit of the Lord will come upon him, he will be turned to another man. Tonight, the Lord will turn you to another man. Another woman. Another boy. Another girl. Another personality. Look at verse 9. In verse 9, and it was so. Tonight, and it is so. I'm looking at you there. And the prophecy of the word will be fulfilled in your life. And it is so, that when he had turned his back to go, he had turned his back to go from Samuel that God gave him another heart. God gave him another heart. It's like, you know, you have a motor vehicle and the engine inside there is weak and some parts are being removed. Some parts are missing. And although the body is beautiful and the car looks very strong, and it's like this is a car anybody will want to have and drive, but the engine is at fault. That's man. Man may look good. Man may stand tall. Man may look educated. And man may look terrific. But the engine that drives the man is faulty in the heart. The heart is the engine. And you try to put in the key in the ignition, and the thing is just making sound and it's pushing back and front. But this car, how can this car be doing like this? It's the engine inside there. And then an expert, an engineer comes and he removes that engine and he puts in a new engine and he puts in some oil and then you turn it on. What? Look at this vehicle. Everything has totally changed. And when God gives you another heart, another engine, and he oils that engine with the oil of the Holy Ghost, your life will never be the same again. And that's why we're here tonight. We're looking at turning power, at the turning point. Turning power, we come to the turning point, and God brings in a new heart, a heavenly heart, a strong heart, a heart without any deficiency. And that new engine will make you another man today. And God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. This day, all the signs, all the manifestation of new power, new heart, a new drive, new vision, new energy, everything will be fulfilled in your life tonight. If you say amen properly, that means it was so. It is so. Turning power at turning point. Look at three things. Number one, turning power for a turned penitent. A penitent is a man who realizes that the pride in the heart is brought low and is penitent. And he says, why did I do that? Why did I do that? What I was thinking about? What came on me that I lived like that? And he says, I will not do that again. And he means it in his heart. That's a penitent man. That is a repentant man. And at that time, when that penitent is turned around, there is turning power is coming upon your life. Number two, point number two, turning problems to triumphant praises. Every problem in your life will turn to triumphant praise. Good amen. You know, you've been carrying about problem, and somebody said, I'm pregnant with problems, but the Lord will flush out all the problems. Now you are going to have triumphant praise. You will praise the Lord tonight, because when he rolls away the problem, the pain, the plague, the disease, the infirmity from your life spontaneously. The praise of God will come out of your mouth. Because tonight is the night of turning problems into triumphant praises. Look at number three. Number three is turning people after our turning point. Turning people after our own turning point. You know, your life has been like so-so life, ordinary life, shallow life, and you didn't have any turning power, any turning effect on anyone. But tonight, you'll be so turned to the Lord, and the power of the Lord will be so much in your life that you yourself, you'll turn other people from bad to good, from good to better, from better to best, in Jesus' name. You know, you've been wondering, I want my neighbor to change, and I wish I could have the power, the courage to go to him and make up a change in his life. Well, what you desire, that's a good thing. It will begin to happen through you. And student, you've been wondering, you know, this, I love this, my classmate, I love this, my schoolmate. But the point is, you don't tell him, but you are telling yourself inside, the boy is so rotten. The girl is so rotten. How I wish I had the conviction, the courage, the confidence that I can just go to him, go to her, and what I say will turn him around. It will happen from tonight. The Lord will so turn you, transform you, change you, that your very presence and your gentleness and your easy talk will turn other people around for the better. Yeah. Number three, turning people after our own turning point. Come to number one. Number one, the turning power for turned penitents. We're looking at Luke chapter 19. I'm reading from verse 8. But before I read verse 8, let me tell you about the man. This man was a worker. I mean, government worker. He was working for the government of Rome, even though he was an Israelite, a son of Abraham. But he was working for abominable purpose and practice. He was a tax collector, and he wasn't a mild, normal, and sincere tax collector, truthful tax collector. He'll get to people. He will collect the amount the government has stipulated as tax. He will add his own. Even the one he added was much more than what the government actually demanded. And everybody knew. They knew him as a sinner. They knew him as a rotting man. They knew him as a lover of money. They knew him as a covetous person. And with all the money he was getting, he had built a house there, another house there, another house there. Meanwhile, as people looked down on him, he became so bold and he became so aggressive that even though they knew and they were talking about him as a difficult fellow, and a person that loves so much money, he loves money so much that He didn't care for the suffering of the people. He oppressed the people. He cheated the people. And he just wanted money. And whatever people said did not matter to him. But he heard of Jesus. When he heard of Jesus, something came on him. I think I want to meet this Jesus. You will meet Jesus tonight. And when you meet Jesus, everything will turn around in your life. Now, he wanted to go, but there was a crowd following after Jesus. And he couldn't say, "Can you please make a way for me? I want to see Jesus." Nobody will give him chance. Nobody will give him any attention. You want to go and see Jesus? Do you look at my face? You recognize me? You cheated me. And I told you that this is real oppression. And you want to go and see Jesus, make way for me? You want to go and get tax from him? You want to go and get money from him? Or are you looking for Jesus? There was no way he couldn't cross. But he used his sense. And he knew that Jesus was going a particular direction. So he ran ahead and he climbed up the tree. When he climbed up the tree just to see Jesus, all this time he didn't know that Jesus knew that he was running and he was climbing the tree so as to see Jesus. It was by the roadside, and Jesus got there and stopped and waited because he saw he was there. The Lord saw that you are there tonight. He knew you were coming. He knew where you were going to see it. And you are there tonight. It will stop by your side there. It brought salvation from heaven. It brought good news, gift from heaven. And while you are seeing, how will I see him? How will I touch him? Even to see his servants. What if I get up there and I run and I want to see the servant of the Lord? These sharp-sighted security men will not allow me to be there. What am I going to do? Don't worry, he will come to you. Jesus the Savior will come to you. Jesus the Healer will come to you. The deliverer, it will come to you tonight in Jesus' name. And so Jesus stopped at that point where Zacchaeus was. And he looked up and he called his name. That came as a surprise to Zacchaeus. Number one, I didn't tell him I was going to climb the tree. And the crowd is so much, and he just stood there and he looked up and has not even allowed me to talk. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down." He knows your name. He knows your need. He knows your pain. He knows your anxiety. He knows the burden you carry. If he already knows your name, there is nothing to hide. And Jesus said, "Make haste, come down," and said something that Zacchaeus never expected in his life. Because he said, "Today, I, Jesus, I, the Savior, I, the Deliverer, I, the Son of God from heaven, must abide in your house." God has favor for you that you never dreamt of, that you never thought of, that it will enter your heart and Jesus will go home with you tonight. And so he made haste. He came down. And then, you know, when you come to Jesus, you must be a thinking man, a thinking woman. You cannot just come, okay, come and I've come. Think. So Zacchaeus now began to think. If this Jesus knew where I was and his touch, if this Jesus knew my name even without telling him, and now he's coming to my house. And Zacchaeus began to think. All those, cushion chairs and all those, structures there and all the things that were there, I got them by pressure on people and getting money that didn't belong to me. Even the good house. And Jesus said, today, I must abide in your house. And he was happy on the one hand, but he was apprehensive on the other hand. This Jesus that now mentioned my name and he says, I'm coming to your house. As he mentioned my name without anybody telling him, he will know what I have been doing, how I got money, cheated people, built the house, furnished the house. So he wanted to act like an intelligent man. When you come to Christ, act like an intelligent man, an intelligent woman. Don't just say, okay, raise up your hand. I raise up my hand. Raise up your hand with intelligence, with understanding. They say, I shall repeat this, God, I'm a sinner. You sent Jesus. He died for me. He died for me. I want his salvation. Repeat it. I want his salvation. You repeat it with intelligence. Don't just repeat. Don't just raise up your hand. Let intelligence accompany the action of coming to Jesus. Look at verse 8 now. In verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, have you thought of his language? Money was his Lord before. Property, landed property, was his Lord before. That was the thing that drove him, the thing that controlled him. But now he said, no, I drop all that. Covetousness will not be my Lord anymore. And all those atrocious things I've done will not be my Lord anymore. And the Roman government that says, whatever you want to do, do to them, punish them, oppress them, make them suffer, but get our money from them. He said, all that will not be my Lord anymore. Then he changed lords. And that's what you are to do. He said, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. He remembered how he had cheated the poor. He didn't have any compassion on the poor. He said, they are poor, I am rich, I'm going to cheat them more so that they become poorer, I become richer. Now he said, I'm turning. This is the turning point we're talking about. Anybody can say, turning around, everything is turning around in my life, but there's no action that shows that anything is turning around in their lives. Turning. I'm turning around. And he just shouts, turning around, but there's no change in character. There is no change in their cruelty. There is no change in their attitude. But this man, he said, I will not sin, but I will act it out. He said, behold, Lord, The half of my goods I give to the poor. Hold on. You know, some people think, Pastor, this is crusade. You know, I always have that confrontation by people who read their Bibles upside down. This is an open gathering. This is not in a synagogue. This is not in a church building. In the open, where there was a tree, and he climbed up the tree, and where there was a crowd, and it was before that crowd, he brought out his repentance. You know, some people, they cut their Bibles in pieces, and they take this junk, and they give it to the time of special congress. And they take another junk of the Bible, chunk, and they give it to the time of a special meeting for believers. They take this and take this and they say that one is doctrine. So reserve it for church. But you know, the Bible is given to everyone, everywhere. And God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And so in this open gathering, that the people here, cheated, some of them were there, and sinners were there, people were there, even people that did not know him, and did not know, they didn't know him face to face, they've been hearing of him. He openly said, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. That's the action of a penitent man. That is the profession of a penitent man, because he knew, even if I don't say it, when he gets to the house that are built with other people's money, stolen money, he will know. I should tell him now. And he told the Lord, he was showing his repentance. I'm asking you now, can you do that? Have you done that? And can you lay down everything you've taken falsely? You've taken another man's wife, and you did that because who can challenge you? You have the money, you have the power, you have the authority. But if you're coming to the Lord to have his turning power, the turning point, you have to make up your mind that when that turning power comes, that you'll allow the turning power of Christ the Savior to so turn you around, you will not do that anymore. Now, there are people who are, you know, they go for expo. They don't have the brain, they don't have the mind, they don't want to study. And when exam is coming, external exam, they're looking for, you know, leaked question papers. And, you know, somebody coaches them eventually, and they say they have certificate. No, you don't have a certificate, because you didn't earn that with your sense, your learning, your education. You know, you stole that. When you come to the Lord, there's real repentance. Number one, you will not continue in doing that kind of thing anymore. If you are a teacher and you go from house to house, you're teaching other people, you will not go behind at the time of external exam and go get the question paper and pay for that, and then teach your lesson people so that they can pass the exam. They have certificates, they don't have education, because what you gave them is stolen. Other people, they steal money. Other people steal clothing material. Other people even steal somebody's daughter. They tell the daughter privately and they elope. That means they run away with that lady. And the parents are looking for the lady. After some months, after some years, they come to show their faces. And actually, we agreed to marry. That's no marriage. He looked. He ran away with somebody's daughter. Have you brainwashed somebody's son? That, you know, the son, a young man, wants to have a good wife. You already married and you had children already, and you laid your eyes on this young man, and then you talk to him, and the man himself, being is Zacchaeus, a sinner, agreed with you and you ran away. The parents went to the police station, were looking for their boy, and he was searching, where is this boy, where is this boy? And the boy kept away the telephone. And eventually, after some time, you come. You see, I am Miss or Mrs. So-and-so. Your boy is with me. Huh? We're married now. What? What happened? And then we call the boy. Oh, boy. Do you know that this woman is 15 years older than you are? Papa, that's my wife. Mama, that's my wife. No. This is what we call salvation. When you are saved and the turning power of the Lord comes upon your life, all those things you have taken away, you've stolen with bold face, you restore them. The Lord give you that turning power. Amen. Give me a good amen. Amen. You know, I learned of some people, they come to church. I learned of some people, they come to crusade, and we challenge them. Did you hear that message? Yes, I heard. What are you going to do about it? I came for healing. I came for deliverance. How about this? The person does not have turning power. It's only the person that has turning power that will say, Christ lives on the inside of me. And the power of the grace of God has touched me. When you have turning power, then there'll be a real turning point. And the people who do not repent, the challenge with them is they don't have turning power. And there are some people that will go and patch them up and pat them on the back. Well, keep coming, keep coming. And one day, you will repent. Tell them how to have the turning power. And there are people that, you know, in the passing years, their lives are weak, impotent, and they cannot turn around. They cannot do anything that shows the grace of God has come into their lives. And they keep on coming and they say, Pastor, just be praying for me. I know what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And sometimes I feel you're even pointing at me. I understand. But One day, you know, I will change. They do not have turning power. And we pity them that they could be coming to a place like this for weeks, for months, for years, and they do not have turning power. But Zacchaeus, the very day, the first day he met the Lord Jesus Christ, turning power came into his life. Today, as you have come, turning power will come into you. Yeah. I said, turning power will come into you in Jesus' name. And in a practical way, powerful way, definite way, your life will turn around. Think about it right there where you are. If you see that although you are coming to church, although you have been baptized in water, although you say, I am this, I am that, in the household of faith, but your life is still like when you were a sinner. No change, no transformation. Understand what you lack is turning power. And that turning power is coming upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. Not, I will try. If you say you are trying, that means you are trying to turn yourself. You cannot. You cannot. It's that you just say, Lord, I am sorry. I've gone that way, but now I come to you and I want you. I cannot change myself. I cannot turn myself. I want your transformation power. I want your turning power to come into me. And today you have real heaven sent salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. I told you I love your amen at the beginning. Amen. Look at John chapter 5, verse 14. John 5, verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. Here is a man, he was sick for 38 years, impotent, powerless, sick, becoming more sick every time. And he didn't have the power to change anything. And Jesus came to him. Again, he didn't even have the understanding, the nurturing, and the prompting to come. But since he couldn't come, Jesus came to him. Jesus is coming to you tonight. And said, wilt thou be made whole? Oh, and the man said, yes, I really want to be made whole. I want to get healed. That's why I've been here for these 38 years. But when the angel troubles the pool of water, and I want to come in, somebody gets in. And the way it was, only that one person, that one time, gets healed. He had not heard about Jesus, that when Jesus comes into any assembly, into any gathering, not one person, everyone will be healed. Amen. And so Jesus said, will you be made whole? And he said, I have no man. You have Jesus, you have the man of Galilee. You have Jesus, you have the Son of Man. You have Jesus, you have the Son of God. You have Jesus, you have the healer. You have Jesus, you have the deliverer. And that deliverer is yours tonight. And so Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. 38 years of a problem vanished away instantaneously. Your problem, 8 years, 20 years, 30 years, 48 years, whatever number of years, Christ is ruling everything away tonight. Now look at verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him not in a gambling shop. No, he didn't go there. He had met Jesus. I won't go to a gambling shop anymore. Afterward, Jesus findeth him not in the nightclub. He's been made whole by Christ. And his feet did not go the direction of nightclub. Jesus had made him whole, and afterward he findeth him not in a prostitute's motel. There are people who say, I was at the crusade. Where do you go after the crusade? You still go to the house of the same partner, and you mess up your life again. This man was not like that. A change had come. A transformation had come. What the healing? There was a transforming point, or transforming power, or turning power. And he didn't find him in any of those places, the gamble, the smoke, the drink. They mess up their lives and they go into pornography. No, no, no more. Now, it says, afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. He will find you in church. I said, he will find you in church. And said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Sin no more. When you come to Christ, he wants you to understand. Coming to Christ means a turning point of turning power in your life. That's why he said, you've seen me, I've healed you. And a change has happened in your body. Now the change must happen in your heart. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The Lord will grant you the turning power even tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Another good amen. Amen. Point number two now. In point number two, turning problems to triumphant praises. Look at Psalm 103. Turning your problem, turning your pain, turning your sickness, turning your disease, turning your infirmity into triumphant praises. Who will praise the Lord tonight? I said, who will praise the Lord tonight? He'll take your problem away. He'll take your pain away. He'll take your sickness away. And when he takes your sickness away, then he'll fill your mouth with joy, laughter, praises. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. No more pain in my soul. And there is no more attack in my soul. And all the things that weighed me down before, all that has gone out of my soul. The problem in my soul, the problem in my brain, the problem in my mind, the problem in my body, all gone. Now I have triumphant praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. What does that mean? All that is within me, the kidneys and the lungs and the heart and the intestines, the small one and the big one, the nerves and the inside of my joints. Now, all that is within me, because of the problems that were there before, have been rolled away. They'll be rolled away tonight in Jesus' name. Your brain, no more problem. Your blood system, no more problem. In your kidney, did I hear you were going for dialysis and you're here tonight? Dialysis was stopped. The Lord will heal you. everything within me, and all the bone and the moisture inside the bone, the pain you have inside those bones and inside the elbow and inside the shoulder and in the neck. I couldn't turn like this or like that. All that pain will go away. Internal healing, external healing, brain healing, blood healing, and your physique, your standing, every part of you will taste, will have the healing provision of the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. And so all that is within me, bless his holy name. Look at verse 2. Who? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Those benefits are going to multiply in your life tonight. The benefit of salvation, the benefit of healing, the benefit of deliverance, the benefit of provision, the benefit of a new job. You don't want job. And the benefit of fruitfulness in your family. It says, forget not all his benefits. Look at verse 3 here. In verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. All. I said all. There are people when they come, oh Lord, I've been a chain smoker. I can smoke 20 cigarettes in one day. And now they say, as they have, you know, they say they have come to the Lord. You know, Pastor, I don't smoke 20 cigarettes anymore every day. I only smoke 10. I say, but you, do you know that even those 10 that you are smoking now can give you lung cancer? I pray you'll not die of cancer. Yes. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But smoking, not even the ordinary smoking, causes the cancer of the lungs. And now the fellow is even smoking marijuana. He's smoking weed. He's smoking grass. He's smoking all those things. And sometimes they say, you know, Pastor, I don't smoke all those things anymore, but what I now smoke, there's no weed there. It's, you know, they made it for those of them who are thy habits, that they cannot forsake and they cannot be free from their smoking. And they say it's now electronic smoking. That one will kill you too. But when you come to the Lord, he'll take away even the desire to get any of those things in your system anymore in Jesus' name. And all that problem of sin, of evil, everything, the Lord will turn around today. Look at it. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth? How many diseases? I mean, how many of your own diseases will he heal? Your arthritis, he will heal you. Your pain, he will heal you. Your blood problem, high blood, sugar, blood, it will heal you in Jesus' name. Your frequent urination, I go to the toilet, then I come back, then I go, then I come back, I go. The Lord touch you and heal you tonight. Everything that is called disease or sickness, infirmity, it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 16. I'm reading from verse 25. Acts chapter 16, we're reading from verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Now understand, these were apostles, these were preachers, not members of the choir. Well, thank God for members of the choir, but Paul was not a member of the choir. Silas was not a member of the choir. They sang praises unto God. Now, in their own case, they were bound by stocks, and they were thrown into the jail, and they had been beaten. Their backs were bleeding, but they didn't wait until the backs were healed. They didn't wait until the stocks were removed. That's the difference between an apostle and the ordinary member. The ordinary member is waiting for the wound to heal before he praises God. The apostle is not waiting. The apostle knows that God inhabits the praises of Israel and of his children. The apostle knows that those Jericho walls, while they're still standing, the apostles can go around, the people of Israel who are being the commandment of God can go around, and then they can shout the praise of God, and your Jericho wall will come down. Yeah. Your sickness will come down. Yeah. Your disease will come down. Yeah. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Look at verse 26. In verse 26, and suddenly, that's how your problem will go tonight. Yeah. The pain had been there racking your brain, and the pains had been there in your joints, on your knees. You couldn't bend. You couldn't stand straight, you couldn't walk, and you couldn't do anything because the pain had been there. Suddenly tonight, we hear the name of Jesus, and suddenly there'll be a great miracle. Yeah. There was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. The foundation of your problem will be shaking tonight. There's any Satan, any evil spirit, any evil personality under that problem, at the foundation of the problem, an earthquake will shake them out of the place they are hiding, in Jesus' name. And immediately, look at that. Suddenly and immediately. Suddenly and immediately. Help me. What's the first word? Suddenly. Shout it. Suddenly. Second word, immediately. Shout it now. Immediately. It has come. Yes. It will come to pass in your life in Jesus' name. Yes. Immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. You're loosed tonight. The door of healing is open to you tonight. And the door of healing, deliverance, dominion, open for you tonight in Jesus' name. Turning problems to triumphant praises. Look at number three here. Number three, turning people after our turning point. Turning people. You will turn all the people around you. The power to speak persuasively, convincingly, that others will listen to you and they say, you know, I've looked at your life. Your life will be an attractive life. affectionate life that others will say, I want to be like him. I want to be like her. And because they have that desire, they come to you, or you go to them and you talk to them. Your talk, your utterance will change their lives. Praise the Lord. And then the Lord will put a shining, spectacular miracle in your life. And look at Daniel chapter 12. I'm reading from verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. And they that be wise, the Lord will take your foolishness away. He'll take your foolish practices away. He'll take everything that's unwise, unwise talking, unwise thinking, unwise behavior, foolish action. He'll take everything away from your life. That's what happens when you have a turning point experience. And it says, they that be wise shall shine at the brightness of the firmament. You will shine. You will shine. The miracle of God will shine through your life. The power of the Lord will shine through your life. Confidence in the Lord, faith, faithfulness will shine through your life. Your life maybe had been a kind of hidden life before. You are even shy to allow people to see your face. So you cover your face or you bend down so they don't see your face. But now, power has come. Pain is gone. And fear is gone. And the foolishness of the past and the filthiness of the past, everything is gone. And now you are wise, a wise believer, a wise convert, a wise soul winner, a wise follower of Christ. And it says, you will shine at the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. What does that mean, forever and ever? It means what starts today will continue tomorrow. Continue next week. Continue next month. Continue next year. Continue till the end of your earthly life. And when you leave this world, angels will be standing at attention to welcome you. When you leave this world, Christ your Savior, he'll open the book of life, and see your name there, and he'll say, welcome, welcome, welcome. I came ahead of you to prepare a good mansion for you, and he'll take you to that good mansion forever, forever, forever. You will be with the Lord. But, the people who listened and the Lord called them to a turning point, and they shook their heads and they said, not now. And the following day, they shook their heads, not now. And the third day, they shook their heads, not now. The fourth day has come again. They shake their heads, not now. And then eventually we're finished. And the fellow goes back into the wilderness of sin, wilderness of evil. And he joins that gang and that gang. And one day, as a gang member, they were doing something evil. And maybe the police or other people attacked them back, and the fellow died. He's not having any mansion in heaven. He's going to hell, and he goes there, And hell does not shine with brightness. It's dark, dark, dark. And it's there forever and ever. And he puts his finger in his mouth. Had I known, but it's too late. But today, while the Lord is calling you, while the Lord is saying, the door is open. And that turning point, turning power is right here now. And power, transforming power, turning power will come into your life. And then your life will become bright from today. Will be brighter tomorrow. Will be brightest as you go on. And that mansion the Lord has going to prepare for you, you will not miss it in Jesus' name. And you'll shine forever and ever and ever. Another amen. I'm so happy for the privilege, the opportunity you have tonight. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You want this time to be the turning point in your life. You're turning away from your sin, from your evil, from your covetousness, from your womanizing. You're turning away from your hunting of men. You're hunting men. You want them, you want them, you want them. And you're messing up your life with them. You say, Lord, today I turn from every evil sin. I am sorry. I am penitent. And Lord, I pray that today all the people that ought to turn to the Lord, you are turning to the Lord now, the Lord will give you another heart. This is your time that you have the privilege of turning, repenting, and having the turning power of the Lord work effectively in your life. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You raise up your hand sincerely, faithfully, honestly. You say, Lord, really, now I understand. And I want this turning power in my life. And I want this day to be the day of my turning point. Raise up that hand. God bless you there. Thank you. God bless you there. Thank you there. God bless you there. As you are raising up your hand, you'll stand up. You're standing up so that heaven will recognize you, that you stand out. You stand up. You say, now I belong to the Lord. Now is the turning point in my life. You know what Zacchaeus did? Zacchaeus did not just say, okay, I come joyfully. I come down, make haste and come down. Here am I now. He knew that God, that Christ knew his sinful life. And he confessed. And he said, I'll make amends. I'll not continue what I was doing before. As you stand up, tell the Lord there and say, Lord, here I come. I turn away from all my evil. Forgive me, Lord. He forgave Zacchaeus. He said, this day is salvation come to this house. It's not a partial God. The moment you say, I'm sorry, I'll not go back to that again. I believe that Jesus is here. And it's giving me a salvation right now. Then you have it immediately. We're praying now. You want salvation? You want forgiveness? You want eternal life? You get up now and receive. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, your only begotten Son that you have sent to save every sinner. We pray that your grace will come into their lives right now. Your forgiveness will come to their lives right now. Lord, the turning power that will make them to go forth and sin no more. Grant that to everyone in Jesus' name. Grant them the joy of salvation, the peace that comes with forgiveness, and the assurance that the Holy Ghost is passing on to them now, that they are now children of God, and their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Confirm the forgiveness, the salvation, the freedom in every heart right now. Thank you, Lord. We know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A better amen now. Amen. Everybody's amen. Amen. It has come to pass. We call on our officiating minister to help us during this time of counseling.
Congratulations for the new life, for eternal life. Our ushers are by you. They give you a slip. Please fill it correctly. This is to further help you in your newfound faith. Write your name legibly, preferable in capital letters, your telephone numbers, and any other means of contact. Please, you need to do this quickly. Because the Man of God is coming back. Coming back to release the power of God upon your life that will bring you turning point, miracles, signs, and wonders. But let's go through this correctly. Write your contact address. If your house doesn't have house address, give us the description of how to get you where you are. You can also give us the name for which you are known in that place. You may not be known by the name you bear, but there's a particular name you are known. Give us that name. If there's no usher by you, no counselor by you to help you with the filling of the form, but just raise up your hand and let them know you are there. Your name is being written in heaven into the Lamb's Book. You need to get your name down here for us to help you. Don't allow any counselor to pass by you. Indicate you are there so that they can attend to you quickly. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there's a link, gckhq.org/connect, below your player. Click it and fill the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening via the radio or television, and you just gave your life to Christ, send your name through through number, through phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp number that I'm going to call now. The number is +234 915 444 9263. I repeat it. +234 915 444 9263. There are going to be a special meeting, which we called Lunch Hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their life to Jesus today and even tomorrow. The meeting is going to be by 3 p.m. at the Long Hall, we call it White House, very close to the main church auditorium. Don't forget, there will be a special meeting, Lunch Hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their life to the Lord tonight, and they will join others who will be having the meeting by 3 p.m. tomorrow at the White House, very close to the main church auditorium. There will also be a special online banquet for all those watching online who gave their lives to Christ. The meeting will be tomorrow, Sunday, 1st of March, 2026. More details about this will be sent to you. Our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special banquet. The Port Harcourt Believers Banquet will be on Sunday, 1st March, that's tomorrow, 2026, at the Deeper Life Bible Church, State Headquarters, East West Road, Rumodara, Port Harcourt, River State. The time is also 3 p.m. Please avail yourself of these various meetings. They are designed to be of help to your new faith. Let's check up. If we're finished, if your where you are counseling, all the counseling is finished, please let me see your hands up. Let me start by checking on the front part to my right, the front side, close to the choir stand. If the counseling is over, please, somebody should indicate. Yes, I see the hand there. What are now to the left hand side, front? Okay, I see the flag at the back to my right side. What about my left hand side? If you are finished, somebody should indicate towards the back, towards the front. We are waiting for counselors, my left-hand side, your right side, front and back. I can't see any hand towards the front, my left-hand side. What about the back, left-hand side? If you're finished, please, somebody should fly the flag for me to see. So that we can get into our turning point. Still waiting. Left hand side, back and front. Yes, I've seen the front side. Remaining the back. The front side has finished. Remaining only the back by my left hand side. Please, others should join them to conclude canceling the left hand side towards the back. Those are the people we are waiting for. The man of God is ready and waiting to release the power of God upon us. Counselors, please. Let me kiss and finish counseling towards the back of my left hand side. If I'm not seeing the flag, can somebody come a little bit to the right so I can see? I've seen the flag, the white flag towards the front. We are waiting for those at the back. Okay, we are finished. We are ready now.
Praise the Lord. God is ready for you. And it came to pass, and it's coming to pass right now, that the power of the Lord was there to heal the sick. The power of the Lord is near you right there. It will be unto you according to your faith. Your expectation will not be disappointed. I'm healed. You see how I say my own and how you say your own? I am healed. Confirmation in your life in Jesus' name. You lay your hand where you have the problem. You raise up the other hand. Now, this is the time of turning problems to triumphant praises for you. Raise up that hand, lay your hand where you have the challenge, the sickness, the disease, the pain. We're ready. Father, we thank you already that you are a prayer answering God. You are God, you change not. You've been doing this for all your people because your love will never fail. And I pray for everyone, brother, sister, boy, girl, man, woman, that you manifest your power, turning power, healing power, deliverance power, dominion power, in every life right now, in Jesus' name. I rejoice with your people that nobody will be disappointed. I rejoice for the manifestation of the healing power of Christ on anyone and everyone, because when he was here, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And now he has not changed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, I pray you show that unfailing power in every life now, in Jesus' name. Blind eyes be opened and begin to see. Dumb tongues be loosed and speak out plainly. Deaf ears be opened and hear very well. Swelling in any part of the body, I command that swelling, fibroid, or waterhead, or elephantiasis in the leg, or the swelling under the armpit. Lord, I pray, remove everything in Jesus' name. Cancer, be healed right now. Ulcer, be healed right now. Kidney problem, be healed right now. Problem of breathing, asthma, be healed in Jesus' name. Pile, be healed in Jesus' name. And all those pains and the joints from the ankle to the toes, to the knees, to the waist, and to the elbow, and to the shoulder, and to the wrist, any part of the body. Lord, heal them of that arthritis now in Jesus' name. The light head, as if it's so light you are going to fall anytime you're standing or walking. Lord, I pray, make everything stable in their life, in their head, in Jesus' name. Issue of blood, dry up right there. Long-standing problem, be healed in Jesus' name. You're healed already. To the right, you're healed. At the left-hand side there, you're healed. Front, center, back, you're healed. And those people that are a little bit far away, but you are hearing the sound of my voice, you are healed in Jesus' name. Online, the love of God is touching you right there now. It's wiping your tears away. It's taking the agony and the pain away. And the love of Jesus reaches everyone now. He has healed you. He has turned your problem to triumphant praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.